Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
The NFL season is inching closer and closer. Who are the contenders and who are the pretenders? We have four downs to figure out your team's future. It's time now for First and Goal on the Zach Gelb Show.
How about them Cowboys? We'll preview the Dallas Cowboys with one part of the great duo of Sean and RJ on the legendary 105.3 The Fan in Dallas from Oxnard. Of course, is RJ Choppy. RJ, how are you?
Zach, doing well, man. How we doing?
You sound tired, my friend. How is it waking up and doing a show at training camp at 3:30 a.m. Pacific time?
You know, it's. I think it's taking a toll. It's taking a toll on me more now as I get older. I'm 43 now. When I was 33, I mean, I did this so easy. I was able to go out at night. Now it's like, let's go to dinner at 5 o'clock. Let's get to bed by 8. Let's go to the show, but it wears on you. Last night we had the big media party at Nobu. Every year Jerry Jones has the media party at Nobu, which is such a treat. But it's like 45 minutes from here, and we don't get home until very, very late. So we're on fumes today.
Any drama go down with the drama Cowboys at that party?
No, you know the players aren't there. The coaching staff usually isn't there. We saw Coach Garrett here one year, but usually it's just Jerry and Steven. They kind of hold a off the record round table. You know, you can ask him anything, they tell you anything, but it's all off the record. You know, and then occasionally, like, you know, Al Michaels will show up, or and then in the restaurant there's usually celebrities, from Vince Vaughn, the, you know, yesterday was, you know, Fonzie was there, Henry Winkler was there yesterday. Oh, wow. Just in the restaurant. So it's pretty cool. It's good people watching.
Yeah, I can't really see McCarthy, who seems like a good guy and you guys have a good relationship with, going to Nobu and just devouring sushi with the media.
I mean, no, he doesn't come. He doesn't. You don't see him getting out much. He's an early riser, so he's not getting out much.
All right, with the Cowboys, I saw the Jerry Jones, Dak friendly comments. Last year it was "We go as Zeke goes." This year, simplifying the offense. What did you make of it?
Well, you know, you got to. I think at some point you got to learn Jerry speak, and he will. He is the ultimate salesman, so he is going to try to sell things. So last year he was trying to sell, this is going to be a run-first team. And, you know, McCarthy keeps saying this is going to be a run-first team this year. But, you know, Jerry now is looking at it from the perspective, okay, you know, Dak is, you know, Dak, we got to simplify the offense for Dak. We want to streamline it for Dak. You know, I just think that Jerry is selling. He's always be selling. That's his mantra. If he had a T-shirt that he wanted to wear, that would be it. You know, this is a good football team, and he knows it. And he knows that the thing that's holding this team back is elite quarterback play. Dak's a really good quarterback. He's a top 10 player at the position. You know, but you know, the guys who make it to that next level, the guys who win multiple Super Bowls, are elite players. You got to get there.
And really, Dak to me is kind of like Kirk Cousins, where statistically, I know it wasn't the case for Dak last year with all the interceptions, but usually those numbers are down. You throw enough touchdown passes, and at times people be like, oh, I really believe in the Vikings, or I really believe in the Cowboys. And this Cowboys team is really good, but I can't see Dak Prescott winning three games in January to get this team to a Super Bowl.
Well, the issue, and I think this was, I think this is where, you know, you're right in general, but the NFC, I think, is such a wide-open, easy conference this year. I don't mean easy. Like, there's no Patrick Mahomes. There's no Joe Burrow. There's no Josh Allen. There's no Lamar Jackson. Like, you have to really, if you're the Cowboys, you have a quarterback advantage against San Francisco. You probably have the second best quarterback at the conference overall, behind Jalen Hurts. You know, because we don't know what Matt Stafford's arm is at this point. So let's just say Dak's the second best quarterback. You basically have to pull one upset to make the Super Bowl in the NFC. If you think, you know, whoever has the better quarterback is probably going to win the game. Like, that's really not that difficult. And that's the amazing thing about this team is they've had a good quarterback for 20 years almost, and they've never been able to get to even the conference championship game with Romo or Dak. Like, they've got to just pull one upset. They need a lucky bounce here or there. I get the Dak, Kirk Cousins, you know, Derek Carr, Jared Goff, you know, comparisons. They're kind of all in that same little grouping. But I think, you know, Dak, with the, you know, he does put up a lot of good numbers in the regular season. I mean, I think he can win 2 playoff games. Can he win 2 road playoff games? That's a different story.
Like, I go back to last year, RJ Choppy, and I never believe in the Cowboys, but last year they beat Tampa Bay, and even, you know, Tampa's Bay is 8-9, but it's still Tom Brady. They're going up against the Niners. They played them in the playoffs the year before, right? They couldn't get the snap off. And last year, they should have won that game. The defense played championship-style football, and Tony Pollard goes down, and Dak just looked lost. So my question to you off that is, if this happens again with Dak, but do they ever think about moving on from him, or is he just going to get that extension and be locked up for a few more years after this?
Well, that's another kind of conundrum. Jerry desperately wants to have a championship in his lifetime, you know, one that he can call his own, that he doesn't have to worry about answering the whose title is it, his or Jimmy's. You're right. The smart move would be, like, if you don't have like a top 3, 4, 5 quarterback, you really got to try to find one. The worst thing you could do, Dak is good enough to get you in the playoffs every year. Just like, you know, Kirk's good enough to get you in a lot and you know, win a lot of games.
Alex Smith kind of with the Chiefs.
Yeah, sure. You can put it like that. You know, but never bad enough to where you're going to get the number one overall pick in the draft.
Yeah.
Unless there's an injury. And you know, the Cowboys team, the roster's good enough. Even let's just say Dak does get hurt, he's gone for the entire year. I mean, shoot, they went like 4-1 with Cooper Rush. Like, they're not going to be bad enough to get the number one pick in the draft. Jerry's too old to start over. He's not going to start over. And that's the great thing is that, you know, the Cowboys are always going to be good. And you know, maybe you run into one. You know, you get lucky, you get hot, run into a title. But the bad side is that, you know, you have a quarterback who's going to be very highly compensated, is right now, but he's going to get an extension. He's going to get $46 to $48 million on an extension per year. And, you know, he's probably somewhere between like the 7th and 10th best quarterback in the league, you know, maybe 7 to 12, wherever you want to put him. And you've really got to get lucky to win. You know, you think you're going to beat Patrick Mahomes or Burrow or Allen if they're on their game? You know, probably not.
Let's get to the next down. RJ Choppy here with us. What's the latest on Zach Martin? Is there a chance they trade him? I know this line isn't as great as it once was, but they still need him on this football team.
We heard whispers that, you know, Jerry said this week, you know, we've got to pay Parsons. We've got to pay CD. We've got to pay Dak. They're not going to give an early 30s guard, you know, top guard money. I don't think they're going to pay the guard, a guard, that kind of money anyway. Like, that's just kind of the whispers that we're hearing. I don't know what happens here. You know, Zach is losing $50,000 a day. He's approaching $500,000 that he's going to get lost already just by skipping out on these camps. And this is not, you know, a couple years ago where you can, you know, oh, you wink, wink, just get rid of that money. They'll you know, write it into your contract. It doesn't work like that anymore. You've got to pay it. I think there's a real chance, like, one of two things happens. Either he caves and he comes back, or he retires. Like,
wow.
I think last year after the game against San Fran, like, he was kind of distraught. Like, he was saying goodbye to a lot of people. I don't think Jerry pays him. Like, I think Jerry paying him is the least likely of the three. I don't think they go down that road where they give him this extension. They got to pay Parsons. They got to pay Dak. You know, we don't know what they're going to do with Pollard, you know, Lamb, all that stuff. They got to pay these guys. And they just paid Diggs. So, like, you know, they've got to pay all these players. What are they going to do? Are they going to restructure Zach Martin, who, you know, are you going to add three, four more years to that deal where he's already kind of in decline? I don't think they do it. So I think it's order of, you know, likelihood is he tucks his tail between his legs, comes back, number two retires, number three Jerry caves and pays him.
If it gets to that point that he wants to retire, why wouldn't Jerry then just trade him and he'll go play for somebody else and you'll get, I don't know what you get back, but at least you get something back for him.
Well, that's an option. You know, I was thinking from the him not moving anywhere. That's definitely an option. I think if it would get to that point, that Jerry would move him. Because I don't know what you get. I mean, what do you get for a guy who's in his early 30s? Even though, you know, the players and the coaches just ranked him as the best guard in the league last year on that ESPN poll or CBS poll, I can't remember. So I think, yeah, the likelihood is they would trade him. But, you know, short of that, if they were not going to move off, if Jerry's going to play that hard line stance, because remember, they trade him, all of his guaranteed money, you know, comes to today, all that dead cap money. So, yeah, like that's absolutely a likelihood. But what is the compensation for somebody who's that age?
At some point this year, will you be hosting a show talking about the return of Ezekiel Elliott to the Dallas Cowboys?
Why did you have to do that? Why?
Because you know it's going to happen.
I know.
It shouldn't, but it will.
Yeah, if you had talked to me 2 days ago, I would have said no. But with the Ronald Jones news, and you know that's very short. It's only a couple games. I'm going to say no is the more likely one, but it's far more likely than it was 48 hours ago. Like, you know, McCarthy, I don't think, wants him back. He said in the press conference that that door's closed. And then Jerry said on our station the other day, you know, door's wide open. And it's like, you know, okay, which one is it? The two hands aren't even talking to each other. Yeah. You know, totally Cowboys right here. He's Jerry's the ultimate salesman, though, right? He's got to keep everything in the news. He wants to stay in the news. I would say no. I would lean towards no.
RJ Choppy with us. Tony Pollard, how's he looking so far coming off the injury?
You know, so far he's fine. It's tough to tell in camp. I mean, you know, you get one cut, you get to the first line of the defense, then all of a sudden they blow the whistle, and then you see the guy just running out the next 20 yards by himself. It's tough to really tell, but, I just look at it like, you know, kind of a bone break in 2023 is pretty fine. Now, granted, Dak is not nearly as fast as he used to be ever since the injury, so there is that, but no, Pollard's fine. He'll be the feature back. We'll see, you know, what he can do. The guy to look at this year is Deuce Vaughn, the rookie out of Kansas State, who is, I mean, if he's 5'5", I'm 6'3".
That means I'm 8'2".
Yeah. Like, come on, man. Like, that is a small guy.
Yeah.
But you can't see him. You know, like, we're sitting here watching the sideline. And if you don't have a good angle, you can't see him get the ball. It's wild.
Like,
it's really crazy.
All right,
Sproles.
Yep. Let's get to the next down. RJ Choppy here with us. So I know the coach of the Cowboys, we always talk about him being on the hot seat with Mike McCarthy. He's won 12 games back-to-back years. They've had the struggles in the postseason. Is there a lot of chatter there locally about the seat being warm for McCarthy, or is a lot of that just national media stuff?
You know, it's a little bit of both. I mean, there's a lot of national media stuff about it. And then, you know, the locals are I think, kind of pushing it. He's got – I'm a big fan of his. There are people who are not, and they're kind of pushing it, that he has to get to the conference championship game. I find – like, if they win 12 games again, are they really going to fire a guy who's won 36 games?
No, they won't.
Over a
and here's
stretch.
The misnomer with Jerry. He's actually more patient than what people think about him.
Yes, absolutely. Now the question is he going to be as patient with quote unquote an outsider as he was with Jason Garrett?
Good point.
Who he viewed as a son to him. He wanted Jason to be his Landry. He wanted Jason to be the coach for 20 years. He was kind of, his arm was kind of twisted to move on from him. But, you know, McCarthy, he came in a COVID year and lost Dak almost immediately. He had a good record without Dak this past year. They had a good record with Dak the last couple of years. I mean, if you win 12 games again, and they win 36 games over a three-year stretch, and they lose to San Fran again, the same team, you know, if they lose to San Fran and it's another poor offensive performance, I think they will, it's a good chance they move on from him. If it's a bad offensive performance against the same team 3 years in a row, I think that would really stick with Jerry. You know, if they lose to the Philadelphia Eagles on the road in the NFC Championship game, I think he's safe. If they win a playoff game and then lose to the Eagles on the road in a good close game, but the offense does well, you know, I think he'll be okay. You know, the question is, who do you bring in? Would it be Dan Quinn? Yeah, it would be Dan Quinn probably. The players love him. You know, or would it be somebody from the outside? I mean, who knows? But I think he's safe. And I reason I think he's safe is I think they're going to win 11 or 12 games again. Like, it's just going to be very hard to get rid of somebody who's won 36 games over a three-year stretch.
Let's get to the final down. All righty, RJ Choppy. This defense is absolutely loaded. When you look at the ceiling for this defense, what do you think it is?
It's a really good. I mean, the ceiling for the defense is probably the best defense in the league. That's the ceiling for it. You know, the floor is much tougher because, you know, defense year to year, like, you know, a lot of times if you face a tough string of quarterbacks, I don't care who your defense is, you might have some bad numbers. I think this is a really solid defense. The coverage on this defense is much better than it has been in the secondary. Diggs and, you know, Stephon Gilmore, they're not even throwing to Gilmore in camp. Like, they're not even looking his way. Stephon Gilmore, I don't know if he's found the fountain of youth or what, but like, this guy looks legit locked down so far in camp. Diggs has barely been out there, but he's finally out there now. This is a good coverage unit, and if you've got good coverage in the secondary, I can't tell you the amount of times Dak's gone back to pass and like had nowhere to throw, had to tuck it and run. And with this pass rush, with Parsons there and Tank Lawrence, you know, you get good coverage. I mean, that's how you win. It's a solid defense. You know, it's not Legion of Boom, but it's really good.
Name or two just being out there that has impressed you. I know it's training camp, but a lot of it's monotonous, and you get a lot of these ridiculous articles, and there's always a darling out there. But are there a few guys that you're like, okay, this guy really poised for a big year?
You know, Michael Gallup appears to be back, and that's big because I think the third wide receiver is one of the most important spots, one of the most underrated spots in the team. You get a really good third wide receiver, you put him up against a third corner, that's a mismatch, man. And Michael Gallup's a good player when he's healthy. And last year, I think a lot of that was mental coming back from the ACL. He has stood out. He is having himself a pretty good camp so far.
RJ Choppy from The Fan in Dallas. Enjoy your bougie meal at Nobu each and every night, okay?
One time, man. I get to go one time a year. It's all important.